Chuck says, Paul, let's go to Mexico. It'll be great. It'll be like Jack Kerouac and Neil Cassidy. We'll go down there just like Jack and Neil did in On the Road. And I thought, wow, that'd be great. That'd be great, you know, we go down to Mexico and it'd be just like Jack and Neil in On the Road. And then I thought maybe I should read On the Road. And Chuck says, Paul, you'll be Jack. I'll be Neil. And then I read On the Road. And on the road, Jack and Neil go down to Mexico after many adventures throughout America. And they go, that's their final destination is Mexico. And they go down to Mexico. And Sal Paradise, the Jack Kerouac character, that's me, gets really, really sick in Mexico. And Dean Moriarty, the Neil Cassidy character, which is Chuck, leaves him there on his deathbed and says, gotta go, bye. I said, yeah, sounds great. So we decided to go to, we're going to go save up for Mexico, and Chuck's all ready to go, and then he's in Vancouver living in a sleazy spot on Granville Street in one of those cheesy hotels. And on Hastings, and he's going to the Money Mart to cash his welfare check to get him down to Mexico, and he gets robbed at knife point. And you know, at first I don't believe him because he always tells me that when he's got money that he owes me, is that he's robbed at knife point. But this time he's got a big red scar on the side of his face, and I don't know whether he just got a rope and went like this, but he was all shooken up, and he says, "Can't go, I'll meet you there." Which is Chuck's equivalent to, you know, checks in the mail, I won't come in your mouth, things like that. So, you know, we're going to go down and do some male bonding in Mexico. That's also Chuck lingo. Male bonding and Chuck lingo is heavy drinking. And I don't know whether I want to go down to Mexico with a long-haired Indian and drink a lot of tequila or not. So we're going to meet in Puerto Vallarta. And of course, Chuck doesn't show. And I'm starting to run out of money in Mexico, and I don't want to spend my time in Mexico in Puerto Vallarta. For any of you who have been in Mexico and in Puerto Vallarta, you'll know why. So I decided I'm going to go before I go back home, I'm going to go to Guadalajara and see my two Mexican friends in Guadalajara, Gerardo and Pepe, who I met, oddly enough, in Banff. So I go to Guadalajara. I'm looking for two Mexican guys named Gerardo and Pepe. So Guadalajara is a city of 3 million people, and I'm looking for Gerardo and Pepe, and they're not there. There's a lot of other guys. You know, I met a lot of other guys named Gerardo and Pepe. But anyway, I end up tracking down Pepe's brother. And don't ask me how. He says they're in Texas working as wetbacks. So I decide, well, that's it. Game's over. I'm running out of pesos. I'm running out of money. I got to head home. And what Jim failed to mention to you is that the story isn't about going down to Guadalajara. It's about coming back. And I had a day in Guadalajara, and I went and looked at Orozco's murals and those incredible political murals that are there, right, for everybody to see, and about oppression and how horrible governments are. And it's, I think it's in a government office somewhere. And only Mexicans can do that. They can do these horrible paintings these beautiful paintings of dictators in that are painted in government offices just to remind you how terrible governments can be, especially in Mexico. And I listen to some mariachi bands, and I decide that I'm gonna take the train. The next morning, I'm gonna take the train, and I'm gonna take the train from Guadalajara to the Mexican-American border town of Nogales. It's called Nogales on both sides of the border. Nogales, Arizona, and Nogales, Mexico. And that's the plan. course, that's not how things work out when you're traveling. And the trip starts off weird and it ends weird. And I just think every once in a while, I don't know about you, but I'm like a magnet for wacko things that happen. And sometimes there's just like a big bunch of stuff that comes in at you. So the story I'm going to tell you is a story from Guadalajara to Vancouver, where I meet up with Chuck. And so that's the story I want to tell you tonight. And I want to get a couple things off the bat, right off the bat, first of all. I wanted to know who wants gum. Okay. Roy? Okay. All right. Okay. Nikki wants gum. Oh, it's somebody in the head. Just call me John Kretchen. Okay, here we go. Okay, we're just going to... Guys up top? Okay, Dave's going to pass out the gum. No, he's not. Oh, okay, we got a cup. We'll just pass this around. No, do you want to just... So there's not much there, so, you know, if you can break it in half. And the gum's on me. Tonight's show is brought to you by Trident. And... for those of you who don't want to chew sugar when you chew gum. And it's also brought to you by Okanagan Extra Strength Pale Ale. Cider. This is the drink I'm drinking tonight. I'm broke. If at any time during the performance you would like to buy me a drink, I will not refuse it. You can walk up, you can interrupt me, say, here's your drink, Paul. It doesn't matter. I will drink every single one of those things that you... And Dave wants... What are you drinking, Dave? Bourbon. Pale ale, okay. Something jazzy. And also, if you're going to have latte, have it during intermission. There will be an intermission. I don't want to hear that fucking machine in the back while I'm reading poetry. Oh, some fellow poets out there tonight, obviously. And I would like to take just a moment, if I can, to push pause, and we can move this microphone around a little bit. Okay. My technician here.
Hello.
Okay. Stick. Do you guys mind if I smoke?
You don't smoke.
That's right. Oh. I forgot. I also brought you by Lord Cigarettes. Good Lord. Holy smoke. Okay. Legitimate. That's from Germany. Okay, so we're on the train, and we're going on the train, and like I said, I'm a magnet for weird stuff, especially weird people while you're traveling. You sit down on a bus, you know, there's the weirdo gets on, and he goes, you. Happens all the time. So, of course, I'm on a train. It's either that or the old lady or the kids, and luckily, at the beginning of the train trip, it's the kid. The weirdos show up later on. So this kid is on the, and I don't speak any Spanish, and this kid is on the train, and so I decide I'm gonna entertain him. I'm gonna bring out the only thing I've brought for the only gift I bought in Mexico, and I'm bringing this back for Chuck and my friend Mark, and it's a very valuable item. I spent quite a lot of money buying two copies of these things. It's a Spanish version of Spider-Man! 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 So, yeah. Spider-Man. Okay. That's all Dave does. And he's off for the rest of the night. Spider-Man, of course, in Spanish is Hombre Araña. So this little kid and I play this game called because the only thing I know in Spanish is Donde es, where is, you know, where is whatever. So I play this game with this little boy, and I take a page and I say Donde es Hombre Araña. And he points to Hombre Araña, also known as Pedro Parquero. And his boss, hey, homie Hampson. And sorry, only Marvel folks will get that joke. And he says, aquí, aquí es hombre araña, aquí, aquí. So what I would like to do to make you feel how that's like playing that game is that you're going to say, I'm gonna open the book, and you're going to say, as a group, ¿Dónde es hombre araña? Okay? Go. Aquí, aquí es hombre araña. Aquí, aquí. This game lasts for about 8 hours. And eventually, what happens is that the train stops, and nobody gets on or off the train. They just wait, which is what a lot of people in Mexico do. A lot of the time, and we wait, and we wait a long time, and then this official guy comes in to the compartment and says, ¿Dónde es hombre araña? No, he doesn't say that. Wouldn't that be weird? And I could go, aquí, aquí es hombre araña. And he lets me go, and he kills all the other people. No, he says something, and everybody in the train goes, And so I turn to the boy's father and I say, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And he says, "Is how you say the bridge? The bridge? The bridge." I say, "What's with the bridge?" He said, "It's on fire." The bridge is on fire. And I'm thinking, great. So, I mean, they're not going to drive us over the burning bridge, unlike, you know, Buster Keaton in The General or something like that. And so we wait some more. And then a bus shows up. And what's going to happen is that this bus is going to get us all from the train, and it's going to make a route around, and it's going to get to... It's not going to go over the same bridge. It's going to go over a different bridge, a bus bridge that's not on fire. And it's going to meet the train that's coming the other way that hopefully knows about the burning bridge. And we're going to meet this train. And then everybody on that train is going to get off that train. And we're going to get off the bus, and we're going to change places, and we're going to continue our trip. Have you got your late slip? I thought you were in Pike House. You're here. Leola, hi. Well, that's it. Okay, everybody. ¿Dónde es hombre araña? Okay, so I have this illustration of what, you know, in my head of what was going on. That's me saying, la bridge is on fire! And that's the bridge on fire. That's their train going north. And this is the train going south. Of course, everybody on that train is going, ¿Dónde es hombre araña? ¿Dónde es hombre araña? And so that's what happens. We get to the train, and everybody gets off that train. We get off the bus, and we wait. And then they let us on the train, and we wait a little bit more, and it's starting to get dark. And they wait until it gets dark, and then they start moving out, and they start going backwards, and wait for it. and to me, this is like some sort of weird metaphor. It's like a metaphor for Mexico to me. It's like this: the time I looked out my hotel window in Puerto Vallarta and saw an armored vehicle with a flat tire. And one guy doing the jack, and the other guy standing outside with a gun. And I thought, this is a perfect metaphor for Mexico, you know, a truck full of money that can't go anywhere. And then this image is a perfect metaphor for Mexico. It's a bunch of people in the dark traveling backwards towards the American border. So we're a little late in getting into Nogales. And because Nogales is a border town, the accommodation even in Mexico isn't cheap. And I'm running out of money, and I decide that I'm just going to cross over the American border and start heading towards Canada. And the bus depot is closed. So I decide I'm going to hitchhike, and I find this little piece of cardboard, and I write up a hitchhiking sign that says, Canada or points north. And every once in a while, somebody stops and says, ¿Dónde es hombre, araña? And wouldn't that be weird? And I don't get any rides. I figure I don't get any rides because I'm on a border crossing, and border crossings are, you know, people are trying to get away from there as quickly as they can to get into the States, and that's what I'm doing, and the Border Patrol keeps going back and forth, and they don't stop me because I figure they don't stop me because I'm a white guy. So I decide I'm going to go back into Mexico, and for my one last night in Mexico, and it's such a casual border crossing that I have to flag down the border guard and wave my passport in the air, and they haven't stamped it on the way through. I just walked through the border and they haven't stamped it, and they're not worried, and I'm waving my passport and I said, I'm going to Mexico now. And the guy at the border says, let's see your papers. And I thought, oh geez, no. So I'm walking towards him, and he just laughs and says, no, my friend, no, it's okay. He says, don't worry about it. He says, have a good time in Mexico. You know the words. Donde es hombre araña? So I decide that I'm not gonna spend the money sleeping somewhere in a place. I thought, well, I could sleep outside. Then I remembered, you know, I read Under the Volcano, and I remembered those rabid dogs that used to follow the consul around all the time, and I thought, no, I don't want to get bitten by a rabid Mexican dog on my last night in Mexico. So I can't decide where I'm going to stay, and I end up seeing this mall. It's a really small mall, and it's open, but all the shops are closed. And I go in the mall, and there's nobody there. And I look down over the little railing, and there's another lower section of the mall. And I think, well, I'll just go down there and spend the night. So I go down, and I step over the railing, and I walk down the stairs. And I get to the bottom of the stairs, and there's like 9 or 10 other people sleeping there. And I think, this has got to be the place. So I roll up my sleeping bag and I didn't have a sleeping bag. I roll up my knapsack and I curl up in a corner by one of the shop's doorways and try to get to sleep. And about 5 minutes after I do that, all the lights upstairs go on. And I hear the sound of a big metal door closing. And I'm trapped inside of a Mexican mall. And they start cleaning upstairs, and I'm panicked. I'm absolutely panicked. And they do that for a while, but they don't come downstairs. Now there's a point where, of course, one of the guys that's sleeping wakes up, and he stands up and he starts walking around, and he looks at me, kind of shakes his head a little bit, continues to walk over to a potted plant and pees in it. There don't seem to be any washrooms down here, and suddenly all the nervous tension and all the all those fears started welling up inside my bladder, and then I realized that I had to go pee. And I went, there's no way I'm going to pee in a potted plant. But what else was there? And then I remembered I had some juice. And I thought, well, if I could just drink this juice, I could empty the bottle. So I proceed to do that. And thank you, Jim. And I proceed to empty this bottle. And that's the end of the show. And then I pee and I fill up the bottle. And I put it under a little bench. And I'm hoping that the next day some little kid is not going to go see this thing and go, "Mama, lemonade." And I can't sleep. But I kind of sleep. And in the morning, somebody kicks me awake. There's a bunch of guys circling around me. And they're the guys that have been sleeping there all night, but they're supposed to be there. And one of the guys is really, really mad at me. And he seems to be the boss. And he wants me to follow him upstairs. So I'm following him upstairs, and there's like five or six other guys behind me. And they're talking to themselves, and then I'm going, this is it. This is how I die. And I was flashing back to Under the Volcano, you know, and the poor consul in Under the Volcano. And I remember the last lines of Under the Volcano. They came back to me like a flash. Someone threw a dead dog after him down the ravine. And I think in trouble. We get up to the stairs, and I think, well, there's two ways to go. They're gonna do it themselves, or they're gonna call the police, and the police are gonna put me into a Mexican jail. This is all your fears about other societies and racial tension and all these prejudices you have against other people and the other. And he leads me to this door on the top floor of the mall, and he opens this door up. And this bright morning sunlight comes glaring through the door, and he pushes me through the door, and we're in an alleyway. I think, this is how I'm going to die. And he looks at me, and he goes, "Vámonos!" That's Spanish for, get the fuck out of here. And he closes the door, and I'm free. And I'm just about pissing myself, and I run back to the border, flashing my passport, going, I'm going back. And I return, scared shitless and absolutely terrified, into the land of the free and the home of the brave. Thank you. There'll be a short intermission. I'm going to put on some music, and it's 20 minutes worth of stuff, and we'll be back. If you thought the Mexico part was odd, I'm in America now. And this is a true story. Almost everything I tell you tonight is true. You have to figure out what parts aren't. Remember, and gum, and is there anybody here that has not paid their $2? Get the fuck out of here. Vámonos! Pay up. Okay, I'll see you in 20 minutes. Thanks.